The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Bell, chairman of Red Rock Resources, RRR. It's ticker there. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've established a lithium subsidiary, acquisition of first lithium asset. You talked about on the RNS yesterday. We'll talk about that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Andrew, for people maybe not that familiar with Red Rock, just give us a summary of what you're all about, please.
Well, we have gold and principally gold resources in Africa, and we have that gold exploration in West Africa and in Australia. We have in the Congo exploration for copper and cobalt, which has been relatively successful. And we are now involved in lithium in Zimbabwe. So if you put the cobalt, copper, lithium together, you could say battery metals. Mm-hmm. And for the rest, you could say, well, gold is gold.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, take us into this lithium interest in Zimbabwe. What's happening here? Why do you like it? And tell us all about it.
I think we're quite practiced at doing business in Africa. And, of course, we've got our gold in Kenya and in West Africa. We've got our interests in the Congo. Zimbabwe, just as in Africa, you have to go to Congo for cobalt. In fact, worldwide, you have to go to Congo for cobalt. So in Africa, if you want lithium, historically, it's always been Zimbabwe. And even in the worst times of Zimbabwe, hyperinflation, great difficulties doing investment there because of the nature of the government and the conditions they put on investments, the lithium production never stopped. Of course, there has been substantial underinvestment in exploration and new resources and things, but with the demand for lithium now so great, the potential of the Zimbabwe belts containing lithium in the pegmatites is now recognized to have been underexploited and to have considerable further potential. And in fact, you can see that because in the last 4 months, there have been three or four major Chinese takeovers of lithium producers or lithium projects in the country, including Prospect Resources in Australia, selling off for $400 million, its interest in a project not in production, just next to where we have one of our licenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So take us through the structure of this deal and what do you know about the asset there?
Well, we have, there's a very old mining law in Zimbabwe. It hasn't been updated to a modern mining law recently. So the process is, and lots of things are not computerized to quite the same extent. Again, I think a function of being cut off by, first of all, sanctions when it was Rhodesia. And since then, some of the political problems and hyperinflation, it's been cut off a bit. So things are a bit slow and can be a bit clunky and have to be done by hand. And so it's a bit of a process getting licenses. But we have been through that process. We have good local partners, and we've been meticulous in checking the paperwork at every stage. So we've been perhaps rather cautious in announcing anything. We have a number of license applications and possible purchases, and we've been quite cautious in announcing anything about them. So this is the first one that has reached the stage where we think we can say something about it with confidence that it's going to turn out to be true. So this is, I think, the beginning of the story of our presence in lithium in Zimbabwe.
Excellent stuff. And like I said, what do you know about the assets there, the licenses, the areas you're working in here? What do you know about it so far, Andrew?
Yeah, well, we're in two main areas, in Bikita and in the Arcturus area, both of them near established mining centres for lithium. And what we are obviously looking for there is pegmatites that contain the main lithium-producing minerals, spodumene in particular, that everybody who looks at this business will know about, and pessalite, some of the biggest deposits of which are in Zimbabwe. And so we have covered ground that has these. We've taken, 50 samples so far, to supplement the historic information that's there. These have come back from the lab. Some of them cover areas that we have already acquired or applied for. And some of them were areas roundabout where we were scouting out to see what might be of interest. But obviously, we're going to be doing a lot more of that kind of work as we establish what is there. And the important thing is that some of the grades are quite good.
Yeah, exactly. And so you took 50 samples, you're saying, and they're in the lab now, or have you got some results back already?
They've come back. The reason we haven't announced them is, first of all, there's no point announcing something when we haven't announced that the paperwork for the underlying license has been accepted and stamped and certificate issued. In some cases, no point in us announcing the results if it's on ground that has not been claimed by anybody and somebody else could go and claim.
Yeah.
So, this is just obviously the beginning of our exploration there, but we're dealing with quite experienced geologists who know the area and know about lithium. And I think we've got some good ground, and we shall be adding to that story and explaining in more detail as we develop. But I think the reason for announcing this now is, first of all, that people probably should be aware that we put a bit of money into this and that we're developing it. Secondly, we are probably, in order to develop this fast, because there's a demand for lithium at the moment, and so it should be full speed ahead, in order to develop it fast, we're probably looking for investment partners.
Yeah, absolutely. And I didn't realise that you're saying that lithium has been the biggest producer in Africa. So it's Zimbabwe, the country, of course, biggest producer in Africa, and one of the biggest in the world.
Yeah, yes. And should be bigger than it is.
Yeah. Okay. And so, what's next? Over the next, say, 6 to 12 months, what do you hope to achieve here, Andrew?
We want to do systematic exploration and build up a clear picture of what there is within our licenses and what further potential there is for doing deals within the country.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous stuff. Okay, well, you know the score here, Andrew. If someone's listening to this, likes the sound of this news, but not yet following the story of Red Rock Resources, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, first of all, I think if you're interested in what we might call battery metals, the metals required for electric car batteries and other high technology new lithium batteries, you have to look for companies that are active in that space. And in cobalt and lithium, we are active, and we also have the copper, and a lot of copper is used in these batteries and in electric cars. And I don't think there's many other companies that have that kind of exposure. In fact, I'm sure there aren't. And then I think we've also got extremely interesting gold interests that are developing. We've got a resource in Kenya. We've got really good exploration ground in a couple of West African countries where other people aren't, but should be. And we've got the Australian acreage, which is, I think, very few people have good ground positions as good as ours in the site of the old Victoria goldfields, where there was a gold rush in the 1850s, and people are now going back and looking for more gold, and in many cases, finding it. So we've got the battery metals, we've got the gold generally, and we've got the exposure to the Victoria goldfields. I think that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.